is unity wanted. If we talk in unison about history, well, what use is it of now? Is unity for the past or for the future? Well, it's clear that unity is for the future. Is unity purely for the sake of unity? Is it for movement or is it static? Well, unity is for a mission, it's for movement, it's for realization of an objective. Question is, what is that aim? What is that objective? And what is the mission? Religion has answered this question. The prophets have answered us. What is the summary of religion? Why did the prophets come? They came for two words. All the decrees by prophets can be said in two words. Invitation to monotheism. Monotheism.
قل تعالوا الى كلمه سواء بيننا وبينكم الا نعبد الا الله او الا اياه توحيد
monotheism
دو برپایی عدالت و گسترش محبت
secondly to set up justice and spread love and kindness. In your opinion, did the prophets come for anything other than this? To worship God and an invitation to justice and love. That is made up of monotheism. And that is brought about according to monotheism. All the godly values are based in these two elements. Wisdom, science, bravery, courage. All of this emanates from monotheism and efforts to bring about justice and love. All of God's prophets have come to lodge these two principles. This is our common interest. This is our common mission. This is our common path. Are we in any way opposed to each other in this? We are all unified in this mission. The perfection of humanity and the continuation of the way of the prophets are beholden to such principles, and these principles make up our mission. Is there someone among us, and all the reformist claimants, is there someone who could invite anyone to justice or God, or anything other than these two principles? Even the domineering powers pretend that they are inviting people to justice, but they do so to deceive people. Is there anyone who does not want justice or love? And if that is the case, then it's outside the boundaries of religion. They call themselves the adherents to the prophet Moses, but this is a lie. There isn't a bigger lie than this. If Moses was here, the first thing he would do would grab the Zionists by the ear and would have thrown them out of the world politics. My dears, we must place these two words ahead of us. The problem of human society emanates from these two words. People are ruling over the world who, instead of worshipping God, worship power, vices, and wealth. They've created new gods, modern gods. They worship their lustfulness. My dears, all these problems emanate from cruelty, from hatred. Is it other than this that justice and love have been uprooted? Is there something that could replace religion and the ways of prophets and love and justice? The answer is clear. The only way to return, the only way for salvation, is to return to religion and religious ways. Monotheism, justice, and love must rule over the world. But the question: who can install peace, love, and justice across the world? Can the U.S. president bring in justice and monotheism?
آیا کسی که بعد از 65 سال جنایات رژیم صهیونیستی هنوز دشمنی او با برادران ایمانی
After 65 years of crimes by the Zionist regime, can still be free and befriend the Zionists other than the righteous people? Can he bring justice? A person who has not installed justice in his heart, and a person who has no love in his heart, and a person who is and a person who prefers vices to God cannot bring justice. So who is going to bring justice? The answer is clear. Without going too far, look at the future. Who has to install monotheism? Justice. The answer is the person is a heavenly person, person of the prophet's elk, person whose essence is promoting love, justice, and monotheism. Other than that, who's going to do it? You, me. We can be friends to that reality I just mentioned. But who can claim in the world can bring monotheism and justice? It must be someone that has to be of the prophet's blood. Why do we say our prophet? Because it's us Muslims? No, it's not just for all us, for Muslims, it's for all of humanity. The Prophet of Islam is not just for Muslims. The Prophet of Islam belongs to all of humanity. His ways were without fault, and above all, God says that the essence of the Prophet is kindness and love. His witness to all of humanity. O Prophet and the family, you are stand witness to all of humanity. Our Prophet invited all to God, not to himself. Whoever invited people to himself drowned humanity in sorrow and pain. A prophet invites people to God. Today, all the rulers in the world want to attract the people to themselves, not to God. Our prophet is the light of humanity that shines bright and guides the way.
پیامبر دلسوز بشریت است.
Prophet Muhammad
دلسوز بشریت.
Loved humanity and sympathized with humanity.
الله یکون مؤمنین. داری خودتو میکشی برای مردم.
And
برای کی میکشه؟ برای اونایی که هنوز ایمان ندارن.
Would endeavor to die for their people. Not for those who worship God, but also for those who did not worship God. Our Prophet defends the downtrodden and confronts the cruel powers. Our Prophet had honor.
ولرسوله وللمؤمنين و پیامبر ما همه وجود
and our prophets all of existence was for God, even his personal life. The prophet has no personal life, it's all for God and to highlight the God's greatness.
همه وجود پیامبر
All of the Prophet's existence is selflessly for God. My dears, the world requires a person from the family of the Prophet, like the Prophet, in the way of the Prophet, with his aims. They want a person which is the exact reflection of justice, love, and monotheism. My dears, this person is not unknown to us. All the prophets have come and have foretold of who is to come. And our prophet has also done this. Who is this person? Is he other than Imam Mahdi, the perfect human from the family of the Prophet of God, who is present and alive, and whose mission is to bring to fruition the movement of the Prophets? My dears, today is a historic opportunity. Marxism is gone. Capitalism is about to collapse. Of course, this does not mean that they can't do anything. It means that they could come forth and strike, but they are going down. Today we have a historic opportunity for us to introduce and invite humanity to Islam. Under different names, invite them to us under the pretext of Islam. My dears, the invitation to monotheism, to justice, to love, to spread this across the world is the access of our unity. Not just Muslims, all of humanity. He said, invite all to God. God has said that no one can claim to say, no, this is for the Shias. No, this is for the Sunnis. And I don't accept any of this sectarian divide. The Prophet brought one religion. Our family divided, not his religion. There's only one religion. It belongs to all. All of humanity must come to monotheism, even those who have no religion. My dears, we have to be very careful that the invitations are made for God, for justice, for monotheism, for love, and for the love of God. If the invitations are such, there will be no differences. The differences begin when the invitation is selfish. A few words about Iran, and I'd like to round up everything and not to bother you anymore. All that Iran says, and the Iranian Revolution says, and Imam Khomeini says, and Ayatollah Khamenei says, is these two words. We have no claims. We don't want to rule over the world. Who says we want to rule the world? The perspective of the revolution is global. Look at Iran. Iran is a land of different tribes, different religions, different races, different creeds, and they all live with each other as Iranians. We don't want to dominate anyone. We'd just like to pursue the way of the Prophet. Our Imam said, we share the sadness of all downtrodden people. This is the pursuit of the way of the Prophet. This is introduction of a responsibility, not dominance or superiority. We never said we're superior to anybody else. We said that we offer servitude to others, and that we are remind them of the responsibilities and the missions of humanity. Imam said, wherever there is cruelty in the world, there is resistance. And wherever there is resistance, we will be there. This is a responsibility. If anybody is in pursuit of dominating others, he is lost his way, because religion is not here to dominate. It has come to spread love and justice and monotheism. The enemies seek to divide. Satan cannot do very much where there's unity. The biggest mission of the Satan is to deviate all humanity from monotheism, justice, and love. The biggest publicity by the devil is toward this end, and the devil's disciples create division among nations, within nations. You can see the situation. Before Iraq's invasion, in Iraq, there were Kurds, Turks, Arabs, all lived alongside each other as friends and brothers. But from the day the occupiers came, the fighting began between the Shia, the Sunni, the Kurds, the Turkmen. It's clear that it's imposed. They want to create trouble and division among the disciples of the Prophet. Why should we have an argument with the Christians? What about? The enemy of humanity creates such divisions. Otherwise, all Christians that truly pursue Jesus Christ is welcome. If anyone wholeheartedly and honestly accepts a prophet, then must accept the next prophet. If anyone is truly a disciple, follower of Moses, must accept Jesus. And those who accept Jesus must accept the Prophet of Islam for the same reasons that they accepted Jesus Christ. There is no fight. It's all one. It's all one. In the name of religion, they've built palaces. You can see what they do throughout the world. They've built palaces of gold. They say, Jesus Christ. This is for Jesus Christ, they say. But Jesus Christ lived simply and was on the side of the people against the cruel powers. They are sitting there and they take money from the murderers, and the colonialists and imperialists, and say, oh yes, we follow Jesus. How is that possible? Should Jesus come back, these will be the first people to be thrown down. And if they can, they would also penetrate our societies and they would try and create division. We must be wise. All nations want purity and justice. And it is their right. Freedom is their right. It is their right to pen their own destiny. It is every nation's right to have just rulers and to be loved. But we must all be careful. These values are possible only in the shadow of the Prophet and his way and Islam, and will only be realized as such. Today, across the world, a massive awakening has taken place. Everybody is coming to life, and the values of God and Islam are becoming apparent. They want justice to come forth, but we must be careful that the arrogant powers, via their influence and their media and their power, and via ambition of some unholy elements, want to return, want to rule again. They want to reestablish the Zionist regime's prowess and want to plunder again the nations that have been set free, and they want to bring back the old colonial rules. We must be wise. We must have hope and faith in God and help from God. We must join hands and our hearts together, and with one language proceed. The victory of the righteous has been promised by God, and it will be realized.
بل نقذف بالحق على الباطل فيدمغه بعدي خدا محقق خواهد شد.
God's promise will be realized.
من بعد الذكر ان الارض یرثها عبادی الصالحون. عزیزان من به پیش آن روز روشن.
My dears, let's proceed to the promised day. It is close. I wish you success enough.
Speaking at the Islamic Unity Conference here in Tehran, that was Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. In summation of what was just said, he opened his comments saying that unity is the key for the believers. He also addressed a question at the beginning of his comments. He said that who is happy about the history of humanity? A history that's been filled with oppression, cruelty, poverty, and etc. He added that Western powers just want to control wealth. They impose the dollar as the world currency with no checks and balances. He also added that Western democracy, their slogan of the rule of people by people, is a big lie. People are participating less and less in their elections these days. A system that has been put in place that has only two parties, and he added that we don't know who controls those parties. The president added that also in Europe people are dissatisfied there as well. Marxism is gone. Capitalism is on the verge of collapse. Western democracy, he added, is a humiliation of the notion as their taxes go to the pockets of the Zionists. He added that in the last decade the U.S. government has killed more than 1 million people in this region. They impose, they meaning the Western governments, impose the Zionist regime. He added that in these societies, you can insult God and prophets, but you dare not speak a word about the Zionists. In his closing comments, he added that we are only here for unity, and the only religion before God is Islam, and we are all unified in the direction of perfecting humanity. He added that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is not just for Muslims, but for all humanity. That was the Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad speaking at the Islamic Unity Conference being held here in Tehran. Of course, we are going to keep a close eye on that event right here on Press TV. I believe we're now going to take a look. All right, well, we don't have time for the world news. Stick around. I'll be back on the top of the hour with our news and brief right here on Press TV. Of course, plenty more to come.